Hello, hello. How's everyone going? Looks like we got a few people logging in. Morning, Alex. Morning, Allison. Well, guys, we've got some really cool things to talk about today. I'm super excited about this. This is something that I experience with my clients day in and day out. And it's questions that I wish my clients would ask me when they go out in the market and buy property before they do it, right? And it's interesting though, because you think like, I know I can borrow money. I've got the cash flow. I've definitely got some extra expenses. Definitely got some extra income that I can use to help me buy a property. So why the big holdup with the banks? Why do banks look at things differently? And it's an interesting question. And I think it's super interesting. The reason why I think it's super interesting is because it should be pretty much common sense. Like if you can borrow, got X amount of dollars in, and you're looking to get a property, it's got a set price, right? Should be pretty easy just to say, yeah, cool, works. But it's different. It doesn't work that way. And it comes up to that question is like, why the variances in policy? Why do the banks look at you differently? And what comes to my mind when I'm saying that is when I was younger, my mom used to say, you're so special, you're so unique. And then when I come out and realize that was a bunch of crock, then the banks at me. And I'm like, oh, now they're telling me I'm unique. I look at things differently when I look at you. And every bank looks at you very differently. And what's super important for us to all understand is, well, why? What are the banking policies out there that's hindering you from getting approved from your bank? And it's really understanding that perspective because there's so many different factors that come into play. And I've had to do this when I was teaching credit officers about when we get an application in, you need to look at all the variables because not every client is the same. I mean, there's some general similarities, but there's so many variables that you have to make sure you're aware of. So it's always struggling because with new credit officers, new brokers as well, because a good broker makes sure that they put up an application to kind of beat the assessor's weaknesses or just understand what an assessor is going to look at, right? And all these different factors come into play when it comes to banking policy. So it comes into, well, what's the current economic conditions out there? Because the bank's policies, say maybe 6 months ago, isn't going to be the same today. And the way they look at risk is going to be different depending on a few different factors. And it also comes down to the individual assessor's interpretation of those banking policies. And what's super important and what it all boils down to is you and then also, well, what type of property are you looking to get? And I had a client, actually a couple, come into one of my webinars, and then they booked in a time with me. Beautiful couple. They had two kids. He was working. She was on part-time. They were looking to also have another kid. Found that out down the chain. Again, remember, guys, the bank checks everything, so don't hide anything. Make sure you divulge everything to your broker. What's your situation? Because a good broker is going to find out and a damn good bank assessor is going to definitely find out. So another tip, side tip though. But this couple, they went ahead and decided to go and buy a property outside the realm of PRE, the PRE group, where we do all our due diligence. We try to make sure that everybody is actually looking at what you're looking to do comparing to your unique situation, right? We've got some more people logging in. I just want to make sure I give a shout out. Good morning, Luke. Good morning, Lupa. Good morning, Margaret. Thanks for joining. Anyways, so they're relatively new clients to PRE and to Positive Money. And it was a bit of a challenge. So they've gone ahead and said, you know, I'm going to go out and find a property outside of PRE because, you know, I know better. Oh, okay. Good luck. Just make sure you check in. What did they do? Didn't check in. Gone ahead and signed off on a expression of interest. No finance clause. Signed the contract. Went unconditional. And they come back, Brad, look. I've gone ahead and found a property. Get me finance. And I was, I was so frustrated. I mean, I composed myself pretty well. I think I did. I hope I did. They came back to me because I was able to sort it out, but it was a struggle. And they almost lost their deposit because what did they do? They went ahead and bought a property without checking how they look in the eyes of the bank. They had good income. However, the property wasn't the right type of property. And what I think is probably a good idea to do and kind of really hone this in and show you why you need to check in with your broker before you go out and purchase a property, before you go ahead and go on conditional on a property, that you do your checks. And what I might do is share my screen. And so this little gadget here, if you haven't been on our podcast before, this is our system that we use to go ahead and assess clients' unique situations, unique individuals, definitely unique, compared to all the different banking policies, right? So we've got Karen from Brighton and Billy. Yeah. So they're on good income and they're wanting to purchase their next investment property. So what they've done is, we'll just say this is the bad idea, the clients that have done something that they probably shouldn't have done. And what they've done is they've gone ahead and purchased a property and they only service with three different lenders. Okay. We've got here, for an instance, La Trobe, Commonwealth Bank, and BankWest. Problem is the property itself wasn't fitting Commonwealth Bank and BankWest. So the reason for that, and here's our little handy dandy toolkit, we can take a look and say, okay, well, what banking policy are they looking to do? What ones do they need to meet? Well, what I might do here is just show one of the primary ones. And it was a construction loan. So over here on the right, you see all these little green ticks. This is what I want you to look at. The construction loan with these three green ticks. Great. It works. It's a good construction. They offer construction loans, but poor Karen and Billy, they actually don't service with BankWest because BankWest doesn't allow the postcode location that they're looking to do. All right, so that kicks it out. Commonwealth Bank, very similar story. If you don't know, BankWest and Commonwealth Bank have similar credit policies. So guess what? That doesn't work. And then La Trobe takes the location. Great, no problem. We'll do a construction loan, no problem. However, Karen and Billy do not have sufficient money to meet the LVR requirements. So La Trobe will do a construction at an 80%. However, Karen and Billy do not meet that requirement. So this is why it's super important for us to make sure when we're looking at buying a property that we check, because not everything's built the same. Whether it's a construction loan, looking to get a unit in maybe a 10-story building, maybe that bank doesn't work for you. Maybe that bank's credit policy doesn't look like it's going to work for you. And it's super important for us to make sure that we're checking that, because even you have an impact on the policy requirements. And there's so many different variables: length of employment, type of employment. So when we think about looking to a construction loan, is the property in the right location for the bank? Do you, as the individual, have the right income type that they'll accept? Because guess what? Maybe you're self-employed and you've got one bank on your list that will accept you, but maybe they don't accept self-employed income. How do we get around that? And this is why it's super important for you when you're working with the property market, getting into the property market, that you're working with a mortgage broker and making sure that your mortgage broker is giving you all the variables and factors that are unique to your situation, and that you don't really have just one lending option. You've got multiple different lending options, right? Because what happens if your valuation comes in low? Do you have sufficient cash reserves in the bank to get you to the LVR required or to cover the shortfall of valuations? And what do I mean by that? Well, for us, what we try to do, and what you might be aware of, and this is something that I'll talk in another podcast, how valuers look at things differently as well, right? Go to one valuer. They value a property at X dollars, go to another valuer, completely different variance. But why? It's definitely another podcast I will definitely bring out here later on. And I just want to get your thoughts. If you guys have any questions about this, have you experienced this? Is this something that you've experienced? I would love for you to put it in the chat and just tell me about your experience going through the finance journey and thinking that you're A-okay and thinking that you meet the bank policies, that you've ticked all the boxes, that your unique self fits the bank, and how you were able to overcome that. Did you overcome it? I mean, I would love to hear that in the chats. I mean, you don't have to. I would encourage you to, because I love the engagement. But yeah, has this happened to you? Have you gone through an application and the banks turned you away, but I've got sufficient money? Why? Why am I getting turned down? Property seemed all right. I mean, it's in a good location. I think it's in a good location. Maybe you haven't experienced it because you've been working with PRE and you've got a good broker. So that's okay if you haven't experienced it. And that I'm going to assume you're already working with the PRE group, Positive Money, as your mortgage broker as well, because we do all these checks. We do the due diligence. We check every single thing so that you yourself is looked after. And if you're not being looked after, definitely you need to take a look and have a chat. Have a chat with me. Have a chat with our team. What I might do is just put our QR code. If you ever want to have a chat with me, take a picture of the QR code up in the top corner and let's have a chat. Let's talk about your unique situation. If you don't want to do that, you just want to pop me an email, that's cool. On the bottom of the screen, you'll see a scrolling tab where it says finance at Positive Money. Do that. Let's have a chat. Let's talk about your unique situation. And maybe let's talk about an instance where you weren't able to get ahead because the bank turned you down. Oh, Allison, thank you for the highlight there. I love that. And I'm sure David Wood would appreciate it. Thank you so much. I love hearing that because this does happen. If you don't have a good broker and you're trying to navigate the banking system, it can trip you up for sure. For sure. Well, I want to leave you guys with a little bit of a tool. And it's just some tips to make sure you're checking things when you are out there looking to go into the property market and buy a property. Hopefully that you stay with PRE because we do all our checks. But if you do want to go out there and find an alternative property, have a chat with us. And here's one of the tips that I want to put out there for you. Obviously, the number one is making sure that you're working with a good broker. And it's a broker that's experienced with property investors. I can tell you guys this till I'm blue in the face. Please make sure you're asking good questions. And if you don't know what good questions are when you're looking for a broker, take a look at some of our other podcasts. I dive into this because it is so important as a property investor to take a look at that. Yeah. But number one tip is, yeah, work with a good broker. And then check how many lending options do you have in your arsenal when you're going to go ahead and put an application in. Do you have one lender? Do you have two lenders? How many lenders do you have? Ideally, you want a couple. You want a couple, because if one bank turns you down, you got a secondary option, right? Tip number three, try to make sure that you have a finance clause in your contracts so that if you're not able to get out of the, if you're not able to obtain finance, there's a way out of it, right? Just make sure that that's in there. That's just some general tips. Take a look at the property. How is the condition? What's the locality? Is it a good market condition? And if you've got questions about that, first, work with PRE. Second, contact Positive Money Broker, because we will work with you and give you all those cool tools and make sure that you're well and truly informed before you go ahead and do an unconditional contract. Yeah. Well, that's it, guys. It's been wonderful. Enjoy it. If you liked what we've talked about, subscribe, share it with your friends. And as always, have a good day. Talk to you next time.